Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Tight ends, when I came into the game, were kind of an extension to the offensive tackle. They blocked most of the time. You know, I caught 12 passes my senior year in college. I would have played outside linebacker with any other team that would have drafted me. Jordan Callis had the vision to understand what a tight end could do. He could get down the field. He would change the way you played defense. He would open up the wide receivers. I caught 58 passes my first year in pro ball and 12 touchdowns. It was a whole different concept.
Oh, yes. Let's talk some football. That was, of course, the voice of Mike Ditka. But joining us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, is the former football man, the Bears beat writer, the football Bigfoot, and now a Hall of Fame NFL writer, Don Pearson, part of the Blue Ribbon panel voting to determine the NFL 100 all-time team. Don, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
Doing well. And I'm always curious when we get to these historic lists about how you think about being fair in a sport that has become almost unrecognizable, entirely different, the way we look at what players are supposed to do, the actual bodies of the players themselves. How can you do everything relative to era and make it fair?
Well, I think the answer is we can't. We try, but you got to admit, it's not only a daunting task, it's nigh on the impossible. I mean, you listen to Ditka there, I think the one position that's changed the most over the years, certainly over the time that I watch it, is the end position. They started out as ends, glorified tackles, as he said. Then there's some tight ends, and then there's flankers, and then there's wide receivers, and now there's slot receivers. And how do you compare the eras? The Bears had a guy, for example, named Ken Cavanaugh in the 1940s. He didn't even make the Hall of Fame. He caught only 162 passes in his entire career, 50 of them, 5-0 for touchdowns. I mean, how do you compare that? And it's still the record for the Bears' number of touchdown catches. So how do you compare that with guys that catch 100 and more than 100 passes a year now? It's impossible. So it was a daunting task, but I think we took it seriously and tried to apply as many objective criteria as we could to really what is a subjective process.
I've really enjoyed the list as it's come out. I know we've got, it's the offensive guys, the offensive line, rather, and the tight ends coming out soon here. I wonder, how did you guys determine when to cut yourselves off at a particular position? What was the Blue Ribbon panel's discussion about, okay, this is the right number for this position, and defensive ends it's 9, and running backs it's 12? What was the idea here?
Well, that was given to us at the beginning. The people at the league decided we're going to have 10 quarterbacks and we're going to have 12 running backs, and they wanted, for example, 12 linebackers. I said, well, and so we argued you can't really do that. You've got to have 6 outside and 6 inside. So there was some discussion, but we started out with those parameters.
How did you evaluate career production relative to peak value? I know that the Baseball Hall of Fame always does this too. I know Jay Jaffe has actually put a metric score together to compare this, where somebody like Gale Sayers, who clearly was great but just couldn't sustain his greatness, how did you balance the two?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because with analytics now coming in, it's in so many sports, and I think football's probably behind in that and will eventually catch up. It would be interesting to do a 100-year team when these analytics catch up with all of the film. But I think the main criteria for a lot of us, and this is what we applied when we were on the Pro Football Hall of Fame selection committee, is you try to balance longevity, production, honors, championships. But the main criteria for a lot of us is, did you see them play? And so in a case of Gale Sayers, a Lynn Swann, people that didn't have big stats, did you ever see him play? And so that's even another problem for guys that played in the 20s, 30s, 40s, because nobody saw him play. You barely have enough grainy film to watch him. So that's why more than half of the 57 that have been named over here, about half of the 57 who have been named now, played in the 30 years of the 60s, 70s, 80s, because that's when most of us saw them play.
It did my heart good to see Earl Campbell on the team, because that was just, you know, for someone my age, as a 50-year-old right now, to remember him at Texas and to remember what he did to the league and then how quickly he wore down. I made my son look up videos of Earl Campbell because I couldn't do it justice to explain what it was like when you knew an Earl Campbell highlight was coming and somebody's face was going to get stepped on.
No doubt about it. But then how do we keep Bronco Nagurski off of that?
I guess you can't, but I never saw him play.
He made the 75th all-time anniversary team, and somehow he got left out of this. Now, as a Chicagoan, we shouldn't be complaining about any Bears that are left out. The Bears still are leading, and now they've had six players named already, which is more than any other team. Of course, they have more players in the Hall of Fame than any other team, and of course, they're one of two teams that have played the whole 100 years, so that all helps. But you're right, and another guy that a lot of us are disappointed didn't make that team was Marshall Faulk. How do you keep him out of there? But who do you take off?
What one guy, Don, has had the most conversation around him? I mean, you mentioned Faulk here. I wonder if he's the guy who sparked the most conversation. He's got to be in, or he can't be in, or this guy's got to make it here.
Well, for me, I just can't understand how the inventor of the middle linebacker position, Bill George, gets left off of this team. And again, he's a Chicago and he's a Bear and so forth, but he invented the position. He made like 9 Pro Bowls. And there's another criteria, though. When there were 12 and 14 teams, it was easier to make a Pro Bowl than it is now with 32 teams. I understand that. But this is a guy that invented that position. And a lot of us old-timers were very, very disappointed that he didn't make the final team.
So, last question. Is that the guy for whom you stood on the table? I mean, there's got to be somebody there who say, look, you got this guy, you got this guy, and give me this guy. How much horse trading like that goes on the panel?
Well, there was a little bit of that, but in our case, in the Bears' case, in Chicago's case, you got 4 middle linebackers that are in the Hall of Fame. That's just unprecedented.
Yeah.
So I told them, all I could tell them was, look, there are some people in Chicago, and I personally wasn't one of them, but there's some people in Chicago that still think Bill George was better than Dick Butkus. And so what else can you say besides that?
Friday, 7 o'clock p.m. Central on NFL Network, revealing the offensive linemen and the tight ends. And the NFL 100 All-Time Team Reaction Show is going to be Friday at 8 p.m. Central on NFL Network. One of the guys making the decisions is one of the most important football writers in the history of this city, Don Pearson. Thanks for joining us, Don.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.